Now, I'm going to just very briefly recapitulate what I see as the four essential features of the team-based right livelihood business. They'll be familiar to some of you, but perhaps not to others. First of all, obviously, the business must be run on ethical lines. You mustn't cut corners ethically in order to make a bit more money. So, the team-based right livelihood business is an ethical business. It doesn't do anything or encourage anything or practice anything of an unethical nature. I needn't go into details here. You can think of examples for yourself. Secondly, the business, the team-based right livelihood business, should give those who are its members, those who are working within it, sufficient support. And I use the word support and not wages or salary. Sufficient support for them to be able to meet reasonable living requirements. And here, of course, a very important point arises that, as a Buddhist, in any case, one should be trying to live as simply as possible, using as little of the earth's resources as is possible for you to do so within reasonable limits. Trying to lead a simple life, not spending too much, not spending too much on clothes or amusements or unnecessary travel or anything of a more sort of frivolous nature. Trying to lead a simple life, which of course obviously is easiest to know within a community. I'll say something about that in a minute. So yes, secondly, the team-based right livelihood business should provide an adequate level of support, financial support. And then, thirdly, the team-based right livelihood business should provide a framework for spiritual practice, and especially for the development of friendships within the business. Very often within businesses of various kinds, within offices, within factories, personal relationships are not of the best. And people are certainly not thinking in terms of helping one another to grow spiritually or even psychologically. But within the team-based right livelihood business, the structure should be such, the way of working should be such, the cooperation should be such, the friendship should be such, that people are helped to grow as Buddhists, are helped, in words which I used a little while ago, helped to deepen their going for refuge. So this is important. And then, fourthly, the team-based right livelihood business should make a profit. There's no virtue in not making a profit. And the reason why it's important that they should make a profit is that other non-profit-making activities of the FWPO will obviously need financial support. And one of the reasons why in the early days of the FWPO I was keen that we should have team-based right livelihood businesses was that I was very concerned that this Western Buddhist movement of ours, the FWPO, should not be dependent on donations coming from wealthy Buddhists in the East. I felt that this would be very demoralizing, that we should stand on our own feet. We should be self-supporting. And I used to quote that old Chan or Zen saying, a day of no working is a day of no eating. So this is why I felt that as a matter of self-respect, the FWPO should be self-supporting, not look to the East, not look to Eastern Buddhists for financial support. The support, the money for our activities should come from ourselves, from individual members, and of course, yes, from the profits of the team-based right livelihood businesses. So these are the four characteristics of the team-based right livelihood business. That it is ethical, that it offers sufficient financial support to those working within it, that it provides structures helpful to the development of the member spiritually, especially opportunities to develop personal spiritual friendships, and then is able to give dana to other branches of the movement for the support of other non-profit making activities. And from what I've seen, for many people, perhaps not for everybody, but for many, many people, the team-based livelihood situation is a very highly positive one. Apart from a vihara-type situation, which obviously will attract a minority of people, I think the team-based right livelihood situation is about the most positive that one could have. I'm thinking of a team-based right livelihood business where the workers, the members, not only work together, but live together in communities, share puja, share meditation, share study. It's a very intensive situation. It's almost a sort of, barring certain features which I should mention or could mention, it's almost a monastic situation, you could say. Yeah. And I've watched people, young men and not so young men, who've come through a team-based right livelihood business, and they do, in some ways, have a certain definite sort of character. They're usually quite positive, and they've got lots of energy and idealism, and that they're healthy. They seem to be more healthy than people in certain other situations. So I would certainly encourage especially any young man, but a free man of almost any age, if he has the possibility of working in a team-based right livelihood business, to do so. And perhaps I should also mention, as something of a very similar nature, the Karuna fundraising teams, on the counter of which there was an appeal, I believe, this morning, wasn't there? This is also a very intensive situation, which helps the individual to grow, and which also is very important as regards providing dana for our work in India and elsewhere. So yes, this is one of our distinctive emphases, team-based right livelihood businesses.